Welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. This is the collector segment. We're going to be talking about some recent back issue purchases. And starting off, we have Fantastic Four, Volume 1, 12 cent edition, number 55. This has a really cool Silver Surfer cover. He's blasting the Thing on the top of a building. And it says, featuring the peerless power of the Silver Surfer, number 55. And is there anything else specific on this issue? No. Really cool cover, though. You almost think it might be the first appearance. It's such a iconic cover, you might think it might be the first appearance of the Silver Surfer. But it is not. It's the first appearance of the Silver Surfer is the one where Galactus appears. So, we then have Daredevil number 60. This has Daredevil fighting a bunch of goons, and it says, Unmask the Man Called Crime Wave, Showdown at the Sea. It was one that I was missing. We also have number 99, Daredevil, when it was titled Daredevil and Black Widow. And this is a pretty cool cover because Hawkeye used to have a relationship with Black Widow, and you see that in the Tales of Suspense issues when she's severely injured. And this one has Hawkeye shooting an arrow, and he says, "You stole my girl, Hornhead. Well, all I want in return is your life." And it looks like he's got Daredevil in an arrow that has like a coil, and he can't move very well. And Daredevil's reaching for the ledge, and he's saying, "That ledge can't reach it, can't. No, in the name of heaven, no, the mark of Hawkeye." And that takes us to Tales of Suspense, which I am working really hard to finish this, at least the parts where Iron Man and Cap took over. Like I said in a previous, I had an opportunity to buy the first prototype of Iron Man, and one of at least one of them, and another prototype of Doctor Strange, which were earlier issues, and I still might, but it's a lot to think about. This is a beautiful cover. It's issue 46, and it's the first appearance of Crimson Dynamo. The only thing is, if it wasn't for two hole punches, one at the top and one at the bottom, it would probably be a fine plus. But because of those hole punches, it makes it a good condition comic book, which is sad, but it's really nice looking comic. That then takes us to issue 55 that I just picked up and bought. It's a Mandarin issue. He's fighting the Mandarin. And it says, "The action you want, the suspense you crave, the drama you dote on, all in this fast-moving thriller, no one escapes the Mandarin." And the next one takes us to 70, which is a Cap cover. And that one is the second appearance of Titanian Man. And the second appearance of Countess Stephanie de la Spioza. There you go. And this has Cap. It says, "If this be treason, fight on, for a world is watching." And it looks like he's fighting a bunch of Nazis. And then we got number 76, which is the first appearance of Ultimo. And it's the second appearance of Batroc, the kicker. And let's see if there's anything else in that one. It's the first appearance of them. And the first appearance of Second Agent 13. Okay, I guess it's the second Agent Carter 13. Because Agent Carter 13 is a different issue. That is issue 75. So this is the second appearance. And it says the freak appearance, Happy Hogan. I wonder what that's about. That sounds interesting. And then finally, these are out of order. I should have put them in order. This one is 65, which so we go back a little bit a ways. And let's see if we got anything in the database on 65. No, it's just a badass cover. At long last, enter the Red Skull. It says Captain America must die. It's got Red Skull fighting Bucky and Cap. Captain America must die. The Marvel Marching Society wants you. Little sticker on the front. And then it has Iron Man Gold battering our current Iron Man. It says you'll thrill to the battle when the Titans win. The new Iron Man fights the old Iron Man. I'm faster, but he's stronger. The dazzling dynamic triumph from the House of Ideas. So that takes us through that, and I hope you enjoyed it. And now we'll do Mike M's weekly reads. Bye bye. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. And before we get started here, I want to send some thank yous. One is to Rob Kreiger. He gave me a birthday DCBS gift certificate, and that is much appreciated because I spend a lot on DCBS, and any additional money I could get there, I will spend it. I'll buy more shit. So thank you, Rob. I really appreciate it. You didn't have to do that, but it was very, very kind of you. I also wanted to thank Andy Tom for my Mr. Miracle sketch. I think I did it in last episode, but I can't remember. He essentially drew us pictures for everybody on Gotham by Geeks. Chris Campbell got a Thing. Daryl got a Black Panther. Russ got a Wolverine, and I got a Mr. Miracle. So I got the only DC one. They're all fantastic, but let's get real. Mr. Miracle is the best. The other thing I wanted to mention is Andrew Sharpar, another Andrew. I have lots of luck with Andrews, I guess. He sent me a proof book of a comic book called Hero, which I'll review in a future episode. But it was an amazing all ages story. So I was honored to be able to proof that book and read it. That was really cool. And you know what is very weird, and Facebook told me this, is the day that I got the sketch for Mr. Miracle from Andy Tom, Andrew Sharpar had sent me last 2 years ago, he had sent me a big BARDA sketch. So that was weird on the exact same day. And these were gifts. These were very nice gifts. Very cool. So I wanted to shout those out. And then on I just wanted to talk about we had talked a lot about Suicide Squad, how much we loved it and enjoyed it on DC Noise, and I don't want to go into detail there, just say that we really enjoyed it. And I'm gonna sneeze. Whoa! I'm gonna have to edit that out. At 2:44, holy crap! I don't have a pen. 2:44. Sorry about that. Wow. So that was really interesting. Oh, I know why the volume is coming out so low, as I'm not using my headset. I have my headset on, but I'm not using my headset. So I'm getting all the ambient noise around as well. So let me stop this. All right, I'm back. And after that sneeze, I'm just gonna leave that sneeze in there. What the hell? I'm lazy. So hopefully I won't blow out your eardrums. It wasn't too loud, it didn't seem like, on the audio. But I wanted to talk about briefly
what my top five movies are for 2016, and I'll go from bottom to top. And these are not going to match probably anyone's, but these are what I enjoyed the most so far. At number five, I have Captain America: Civil War. At number four, I have X-Men Apocalypse. At number three, I have Suicide Squad. At number two, I have Batman vs. Superman. And at number one is Legend of Tarzan. That's my favorite one so far. And, you know, I've also enjoyed Star Trek Beyond. It'd be in my top 10, and Ghostbusters and Deadpool and a few other ones. But those are my top five for sure. Just wanted to say Ghostbusters was really a surprise for me, because I think they made a really good franchise there, but it doesn't look like it's going to take off. So we'll have to see. Hopefully they'll make a sequel, but I doubt it, because it didn't rake in enough money to justify it. But Suicide Squad is doing well. It had a hell of a opening August, like the best ever. And then it beat Guardians of the Galaxy's opening. It beat other, you know, Deadpool's. It also had the best Tuesday opening from like a lot of movies, which was very interesting. And it had a hell of a Monday. So I don't know what Wednesday made out, but hopefully it was a good Wednesday and Thursday and another weekend. I hope it does really well, because I want another Suicide Squad. I would love to see another one. They could do so much with the franchise. They could have so many villains and so many deaths, and it just could get really, really cool. But let's jump into the weekly reads. And this is the first Rebirth one. So we're from May 23rd. 2016 to May 29th, 2016. There were only 29 books read that week. Marvel had 18, DC had 7, and Dark Horse had 4. I read all new, all different Avengers 1 through 7. That was a 3 out of 5. That means I liked it, but I didn't really like it or love it. So that's what a 3 means. A 4 is I really like it, and a 5 is I love it. So that was at the bottom. Which is surprising, because you had Alex Ross covers, Mark Waid writing it. It had everything that you could possibly think of, but it was a pretty bad start for me. I mean, I enjoyed it, but it was like my expectations maybe were too high for this. And it really didn't have any like character moments. It was all based on plot. There wasn't a lot of substance, in my opinion, and that's what kept it out of really enjoying it. And then I have Uncanny Avengers right above that, number 7. That one is, as you will see, some of these were tie-ins to the Avengers standoff, Welcome to Pleasant Hill. That's why I read them. We have Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 1. New Avengers number 8, also the Assault on Pleasant Hill. So this was around the Captain America issues as well. Like coming out of that, then Captain America number 1 came out. Suicide Squad number 18. This is when we had a new writer. It felt different. We had Cheetah join the Suicide Squad. And Cheetah is now showing up on Wonder Woman. We have Comics Greatest World Arcadia number 1 through 4. These were the Dark Horse Comics Greatest Worlds that launched. I covered these on a retrocast. I read X, Pit Bulls, Ghost, and Monster. And of those four, the two properties that sort of hit it big for them, I wouldn't say like they were huge successes, but they're still around and have titles today, is X and Ghost. You're going to be hearing Harley squeaking a ball here any second, but bear with me. She wants to play. We have Free Comic Book Day 2016, Captain America, Spider-Man, intro to number 1. So that was a 4 out of 5. So the 4 out of 5 started with Howling Commandos, and then they're working their way up. So we have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 2 through 3. I just want to say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. really surprised me. I thought when the bundle went away, I would drop these things because I don't like the TV show. I've given up on the TV show. And I really do. Whoa. What the hell? All right. So, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been really, really good. I enjoy it. It had to do with at least these early issues with Coulson having this kind of like the Batman book with like ways to take out all the different superheroes, and somebody got a hold of it. So that's what that was about. And then we had Captain America, Steve Rogers, #1. This is the one that was really controversial. I did a whole episode about it. This is where Steve Rogers was made to be a member of Hydra, and it looked like they retroed it. But if you had been reading these books, like the Pleasant Hill stuff, you would have seen things being laid out that were later discussed in #2. And I think they made a mistake with Steve Rogers #2. And I'll tell you why when I get to that book. But we had Avengers Standoff Assault on Pleasant Hill Omega #1, Alpha #1, and Welcome to Pleasant Hill #1. One really good series involving Kubik, the Cosmic Cube, a prison world called Pleasant Hill, where they would put villains, and then like, it was like almost brainwashing them, thinking they were in like Leave It to Beaver land. Really solid. Captain America, Sam Wilson. This is a Nick Spencer title along with Captain America, Steve Rogers. This title has been amazing. A lot of call-outs to like the Grenwald era, which is one of my favorite Cap runs ever. So they've had a lot of stuff going on in that book. We have Batman Tarzan #1. This was a 4-issue series that was from Dark Horse and DC Comics. Really cool. I covered this, I think, in... I don't know if I did it in Gotham by Geeks or if it was Retro. I think it was Retro. We have Flash 164. We have... That one, I believe, I covered in Retro as well. That was the first Geoff Johns issue, I believe. We have Batman 566. This was a No Man's Land, and it was a cool issue because Superman tries to fix everything in No Man's Land, and it doesn't work out. It was really good. So that's the last 4 out of 5. The 5 out of 5s were Blue Devil #1. Yeah, I started reading Blue Devil again. I just love this series. It's an amazing, fun, cool series about a special effects guy that did all his stunts and everything for a motion picture with Blue Devil and actually gained powers when this demon Nebios, I believe that's how you pronounce it, Nervos, or I don't know how to pronounce it, but he fused him to the suit and he kind of became a demon. And Dan Cassidy, it was just a really good series. Original concept, the art was top notch. Paris Collins. Detective Comics 733, this was the Crisis of Faith. Batman had to decide which woman gets a baby in No Man's Land. It was a tough one. And Alfred basically tells Bruce a story of his father. It was a really emotional issue. It was really solid, and that's why I rated it a 5 out of 5, because I loved it. And, of course, at the top 5 out of 5 is DC Universe Rebirth. And I'm not going to revisit this again, because I did a whole episode on it again. But it was amazing. Geoff Johns, like, just hit everything in the right notes. Getting us in the mood for this relaunch. and setting the tone for what Rebirth really means. It was essentially saying, New 52, we tried to do a restart. We don't regret anything that we did, but we think we dropped the ball on things that made these characters special, and we're going to be bringing that back in. And they brought in, and they explained it really well, because they explained it with the Watchmen, and I like it a lot. I love this thing. I've read it like 5 times already, and I'm sure I'll read it again. I know there's a hardcover of this thing coming out, and I'll probably buy it as well. So that's the wrap up. Please leave iTunes review if you get a chance. Those are what makes the show visible. You could also I need to get this on Stitcher. I really do. But you could also go to the website at Geek Brunch Podcast and leave a comment there, or you could go to the Facebook page. We have a Geek Brunch podcast page that you could leave comments there. And I also have email at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitter. Well, that's Twitter. What am I talking about? Email. Mike@comicbooknoise.com. You could send me email. I will be glad to answer you and read it on the podcast. And if you ever want to tell me what you're excited about in comics, because we all love our comics, I would like to know what makes you happy. So that'll be it. And thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.